listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and talk to you about critics and those who are criticized. Let me read to you the verses. Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Jesus said it himself, "A prophet is often without honor among his own people or his own family." Now, personally, I'm blessed to have family, both on my side of the family and my wife's side of the family, who are godly and wonderfully supportive in ministry. Not everybody has that blessing. And Moses here faced criticism and attack from his own brother and sister. It's interesting to see what Moses was criticized for. First, they spoke against him because he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, this is a little bit hard to figure out. It may be that Moses' wife was not ethnically an Ethiopian, but that the title was used here as a derogatory term to criticize her, perhaps because of a dark complexion. No matter what, it's significant to see that they criticized Moses and his wife over something that she had no control over, either the tone of her skin or the people of her origin. You know, there's a lot of criticism that comes to pastors' wives and others in ministry over things that they really have no control over. Nevertheless, as often is the case when criticism comes against a leader, the first complaint really wasn't the real issue. The real issue was not Moses' wife, but Moses himself. Look at how brother and sister put it. "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses?" You see, this attack attempted to put Moses down, making him seem proud. After all, if indeed the Lord had spoken only through Moses, well, so what? Their real accusation was that Moses goes around acting as if he's the only one the Lord speaks through. They were really charging Moses with pride. Well, did the Lord indeed only speak through Moses? I guess we could say no. And yes, of course, God spoke through many different people in the whole deliverance from Egypt. He had even spoken through Aaron. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 40, which is chapter 4, verse 30, and in chapter 12, verse 1. And he spoke through Miriam. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 15, verse 21. But in the sense of there being one leader for Israel, there was only one, Moses, who under God's hand had the authority and the accountability to lead. Brother and sister were not only interested in putting Moses down. Look at their next question. "Has he not spoken through us also?" This question was meant to lift Miriam and Aaron up. After all, God speaks to us also. Shouldn't we get some of the credit around here? Now, of course, God had spoken to Miriam and Aaron in the past, but he did not give them the authority to lead the nation. Can God give one man the authority to lead his people? Well, of course. The Old and the New Testaments are filled with this kind of leadership. Think of Moses, Joshua, David, Daniel, James, Peter, Paul, Timothy, and Titus. Each of them deliberately worked with people. They weren't one-man shows. Yet they still led in places of singular authority. Now, of course, the ultimate example of this kind of leadership is Jesus himself, whose leadership style we are commanded to imitate. But we hear also in our text that the Lord heard it. Now, of course he did. God always hears complaining among his people, and God hears it according to truth, not according to mere appearance. God knew that despite the accusation, Moses was not a proud man at all. The very next verse, Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, proves it. Moses' humble response to the criticism also showed that he was not a proud man. He didn't defend himself. He just sought God and left it to him. God also saw that Miriam and Aaron, as is often the case, accused Moses of the very same sin that motivated them to make the accusation, and that is the sin of pride. You know, not every leader is as blessed as I am to have a godly and supportive family on both sides. But every leader, including myself, faces criticism. And God has much to work in and through the leader, through their critics, whether that criticism is true or untrue. God would take care of Moses. In the end, it was only Aaron and Miriam who were hurt by this whole scenario. But if you are suffering under the sting of criticism, find refuge in the Lord. And hey, if you're the critic, confess it before God and seek Him today for a change of heart.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.